Do you consider endorectal ultrasound sort of a standard part of the evaluation in making these decisions?
Well, I think so. Now, it's not.
I don't think it's available everywhere.
It isn't, and I would argue that patients should be referred to a center that does endorectal ultrasound. I do think it's important because there are some patients who can get away with local excisions of rectal cancer, and I do think it's a very important component. And the Sauer study, for example, they did endorectal ultrasound. Even so, 20% of the patients were overstaged. And so I think before you commit patients to chemoradiation, you should really do your level best to stage them accurately.
So if you do endorectal ultrasound and the patient's a T2N0, what do you do?
T2N0, you might do a local excision, or you would do surgery first, perhaps, to get a better sense of the nodes. I mean, it's a moving target. The main issue is the T1N0, certainly local excision. T2N0, local excision is reasonable, followed by radiation. T3 or above, then neoadjuvant therapy.